after her mother.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or a person, what would you say? If you want a bear to attack somebody, what would you have to say to it?
I would say, skitch him, skitch him.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah. I'd say that to my dog now when I'm going. I says, get him, skitch him. He know what that mean. That mean get him. See, you can train your dog. So when you tell him something, he know what you're talking about.
What about a cat?
I don't have no parts no cats. See, me and cats don't tick.
Why?
Well, I tell you a story about old cat. One night, I was here by myself ironing. I was in that old house. And my husband liked the possum hunt. He'd go on the possum hunt. And I was going to iron, stay up and iron till he come back. I was in my bedroom. See, that old house had a hallway and a room across the hall. That was what we called our company room. And I was in there just ironing. And after a while, I heard a note hit on the piano. And I said, now I know ain't nobody in this house but me. I said, now I wonder who in the world is that in there playing the piano this time of night. And I know my mother-in-law and dad-in-law, both of them ain't long died. I said, now I know they ain't coming back here trying to scare me. As nice as I was to them. Oh, that ain't nothing but a rat bite one across that note. And I tried not to get afraid, you know. I was going, no, I'm lying on that ain't nothing but a rat. Out of while, some hit every note on that piano. I shrieked out of there. I couldn't stay in the house no longer. I ran out that house. Them eyes sitting up on the shirt, but the whole piece all the way through the shirt. Well, then I cranked up the car, and I was so scared, I left my door standing wide open where I lived there one night. And I drove my car from here, slammed up there to the fault to my daddy. And low gear, I was too scared to change my gears.
Oh, my God.
I went all the way up there in low gear.
And about how far is that you went in low gear?
About a mile and a half. And I got there, I woke my dad up and told him someone was in the house playing the piano. Come go with me back down there and see what it was. So he got up, put on his clothes, got in the car with me, come on back. And just as we whooped up in the yard, my door was standing wide open. Old cat was standing right to the door. Meow, meow. And my dad said, you see that one thing in this house but that cat. That one number, the old cat went across that piano. And from that night up until today, I don't fool with nobody cat. That cat liked to scare me about death. So I fell out with cats.
Cat playing the piano.
So I don't have no part for nobody cat.
Maybe he was trying to tell you something.